Battling Cincinnati Clay, A Gardener's Triumph for the Sunflower, by Brandon Yu. In Cincinnati, gardening is not for the faint of heart. It's a battle against the relentless Cincinnati clay. The soil, more akin to an ancient adversary than a nurturing environment, tests the mettle of even the most determined gardener. This is the story of my personal skirmish with the formidable Cincinnati clay on behalf of a tenacious sunflower. As I plunged my shovel into the unforgiving ground, determined to break through the dry, hardscrabble crust, I was met with a formidable opponent, Cincinnati clay. This sticky, greasy substance clung to my shovel like a persistent foe, challenging my spirit with each attempt. Sprained wrists, calloused palms, and a broken spirit were the tolls exacted by this relentless adversary. They say it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war, but in Cincinnati, that wisdom seemed futile. My shovel, bent and battered, bore witness to the struggles I faced. Yet, undeterred, I fixed the shovel, ready to face the clay once more. If breaking the earth was an ordeal, planting was an entirely different challenge. In Cincinnati, planting meant wrestling with tennis ball-sized chunks of clay, ensuring they wouldn't crush the seeds beneath. Optimistic in the face of adversity, I chose sunflowers, the denim jeans of the plant world, tough and resilient. Despite the odds, I scattered 24 sunflower seeds between the cracked clay, only to find most of them claimed by squirrels. Hope wavered as I surveyed the patchwork of mud and clay. The war seemed lost, but then, out of the clay's grasp, a hint of green emerged. As weeks passed, the little sprout persisted, and my hope renewed. On a bright Saturday morning, I returned to find a vibrant sunflower, its yellow petals forming a mane around a healthy disc. A gentle breeze caused it to nod as if in acknowledgement. The sunflower was not just surviving, it was thriving, almost as if it were smiling back at me. In the end, the battle with Cincinnati clay was not in vain. The sunflower stood tall, a testament to resilience and the triumph of nature over adversity.